33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. A new study shows Texas homeowners along the Gulf Coast have lost tens of millions of dollars in property value over a 12-year period ending in 2017. The reason? Sea level rise. The hardest hit city in Texas, Galveston, followed by three other cities within a 40-mile line of Galveston, Jamaica Beach, Bolivar Peninsula, and Surfside Beach. Nassau Bay further inland round out the list of property value losers here in the Lone Star State. Perla Treviso has been doing some digging into this story for the Houston Chronicle. She's an environmental reporter. Perla, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, where are these numbers coming from and who's putting them together?
It's coming from the First Street Foundation and a professor or an expert with Columbia University. And they've been doing this along different states. So Texas was the 18th coastal state from Maine to Texas. And they've been analyzing different data, real estate data, and flooding information to put together this estimate.
I see. You know, when I first saw the headline here from the Houston Chronicle, I thought, well, wait a minute. Losses in property value due to sea level rise. I was thinking it sounded like maybe from erosion, like perhaps the property itself has started to disappear with sea level rise. Or are we talking about valuations because, say, people don't want to pay that kind of old money for property that might be in jeopardy?
It's more in line with the latter. So they're not necessarily saying that the properties have lost value by this amount, but they're saying that they haven't appreciated the same as properties that are not or homes that are not exposed to tidal flooding. And they also found that it's not necessarily that the structure itself flooded, but also if roads nearby flood, that has an impact in how houses appreciate over time.
Of course. And, you know, you're going to need to think about things like flood insurance, the cost that you might have there, for example, and all of that goes into how a property is ultimately valued. What is known right now about sea level rise in Texas? How much has it gone up and over what period, or has that been broken down yet?
Yeah, so there's a group, an organization, sealevelrise.org, that uses the NOAA data. And what they point out is that in the coast of Texas, sea level has risen up to 18 inches since 1950. I was talking to a professor for this story at Texas A&M, a climatologist, and he told me that depending on the location in Texas, sea level rises between 2 and 7 millimeters per year. Hmm. And this is kind of a global trend. What is not known at this point, it's not clear, it's by how much it's going to rise. So the range that scientists calculate is anywhere from the continued 3 to 5 millimeters a global level per year, up to a sea level rise of 1 to 2 meters by the year 2100.
Four of the five cities on this list are around Galveston, the city said to be hardest hit by sea level rise that affects property values. I gather you spoke with a city official in Galveston. What was the reaction to the study?
Yeah, I spoke with Brian Maxwell. He's the city manager in Galveston, and he countered the findings of the study a little bit. So he doesn't feel that the values in the city's coastal properties have actually dropped because of this. He says that the value there, it's all in the dirt, as he put it. And he pointed out that, in fact, property taxes, the values had grown by 7 to 8% in at least some of the years covering the study, which was 2005 to 2017. A big concern for the city is the high flood insurance rates, regardless of history of flooding to the actual structure. But he disagreed a little bit with the impact that tidal flooding and related to sea level rise is having on home values.
I wonder if there's not a larger message, however, not just for homeowners along the coast, but maybe for local government officials, because if in fact property valuations do start to go down, as this report seems to suggest, I mean, we all know how much local government counts on property taxes and valuations to get by.
And that seemed to be the main objective of this group. It's a nonprofit out of New York. And they said that they wanted to make this information available at the homeowner level and at the city government level, because in some ways, sea level rise can be such a not something very tangible. And so they wanted to bring it down to the economics and how are you personally impacted by this? And so they want to make this information available so people can start making decisions and on what they say could be the biggest investment of their lives. And for many people, that's their home.
Perla Treviso reports on the environment for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Perla, thanks again.
Thank you.